Sitting beside me is the superintendent and principal of Pacific Valley School, Ms. Rayanna Thomason. And she also is my bongo congo drummer. And we call her Blues Bongo Mama Rayanna when she's behind her drums.
That's cool. Hi, Rayanna. Nice to meet you.
Hello there.
How long have you been the principal superintendent up in Pacific Valley?
I'm in my fourth year right now.
Well, how many students are we talking about?
We're talking about 13 K-12 students with five preschool students, so altogether 18 students.
18 students?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. She is the chief cook and bottle washer. She also cooks all the meals.
You make all the meals? You're the principal and the superintendent?
Mm-hmm. And cook the meals, yes.
And she cooks breakfast and lunch every day for the kids.
We should remind people where you're located.
Pardon? I mean,
where is the school located?
In Pacific Valley is about 75 miles from San Luis Obispo, north of San Luis Obispo.
It's north of Gorda, too.
Yes, about 5 miles north of Gorda.
And how often are you up there, Val?
I go up there about every 2 or 3 mm-hmm. months, and then I'll work there for about 6 weeks.
To do a program.
To do programs.
Uh-huh. So was she in your group first, or did you go to Big Sur first? What came first?
I think the group first.
Yeah, uh-huh. Group first.
Mm-hmm. She played for our twin daughter's 18th birthday. We hired her for their birthday party, and so I played with them, and we ended up being in a band together.
You live up there year-round, Rayanna?
Most of the time. We come down to San Luis, you know, for getting supplies and checking in and doing things, getting material together and going back up there because it's really remote, so you have to make a trek into town to get all the supplies and such.
What's it like? I mean, it's a spectacular area, to be sure, but what's it like living in a remote area like that?
Well, it's very different. You don't have the local mall to go to get pick up things, not even a local grocery store. No cell phone service. We're off the grid, so we have to supply our own power, you know, with solar and generators, and have to have our own water system. So we're a school that's completely off the grid in every way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Val, had you spent much time up there before?
No, maybe in the 70s, you know, a long time ago.
But you don't remember that.
Well, I remember I went.
Yeah. What were your impressions when you first started going up there, Pacific Valley?
For me, as a resource music teacher, it was a totally different environment because I was used to working with 1 to 2 classes at one time, which would be up to maybe 60 kids.
Yeah.
And now I was working one-on-one or one-on-3. And so it was a totally different transition for me.
Hmm.
And but the area there is just beautiful. And the kids get to do wonderful things because the beach is right across the street. And, like, one of the things that they do for PE is they have a person that's a qualified surfer and has all that good stuff. And so so he taught them surfing lessons.
Mm-hmm. So it's your own school district?
Yes, we are. It's actually 2 schools in 1 school district. And one of the schools on the north coast, about 45 miles from Pacific Valley, is a charter homeschool called Big Sur Charter.
Hmm.
And then our school is a 4-day-a-week school.
Where do you get your students from, Rayanna? Where do they come from?
All up and down the coast. We're right on the Santa Lucia mountain range, and the coast of Big Sur is about 75 miles long. So our district covers about 35, 40 miles of that coastline.
Is so cool.
Mm-hmm. It is wonderful.
It's
there.
Very unique. Very unique.
Yeah. And did you come from this kind of environment, or was this a totally new experience for you?
It was a pretty new experience because I was in the Lucia Mar School District for 30 years and had retired, and had always thought about going up to Big Sur to be up there, but it happened the year that I retired.
Tell the story.
Pardon?
Tell the story. How did you come to be up there?
Well, I'd been up there many times with my family. We camped at Plaskett Creek, which is right next door to the school. And we would go next door to the school, and that's where my daughters learned to play basketball. And they're quite the basketball players. And they would play with all the local people that would come down and play basketball because in Big Sur, coming down to the school was called going to town.
Wow.
And so it would be, let's go to town. And then they would come down and play basketball for a whole day. And then we started going to the Jade Festival when it first came about.
Sure, sure.
And for years, for since the first one, and never missed one since. And just knowing the locals, and so when they said, they called me up one day and said, come and talk to them, because they were looking for a superintendent principal. And I did, and been there for 4 years now.
Wow. No regrets?
No regrets. Thrilled.
And you must enjoy it, Valerie. If you live in Napomo and you're willing to go all the way up there on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's a 2.5-hour drive.
Yeah.
I do. I love it. And
what do you love? Is it the young people you're working with?
The freedom? The students are they're incredible. They're independent thinkers, which a lot of times you don't find that in the school setting, because everybody's supposed to kind of, you know, fit in the right square. Mm-hmm. But at Pacific Valley School, they encourage the children to think for themselves. They encourage them to be self-starters and to do for themselves. And so it's a really different environment. And then another thing is they're very active in the community. The students do a lot of special activities to support the Big Sur community.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had the big fires, what was that, last mm-hmm. year?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When they had last the summer. Big fires, then the one of the teachers, Dave Allen, made science projects to have the kids build a mountain, scale mountain, and
practice make different land erosion.
Yeah, practice different things so that they could prevent slides.
Wow.
And
they came up with some ideas that ended up being used, whether it was coincidental that they were going to do something that the students experimented with or found in their research, but they did use the big round ring screens.
And the school has also won a bunch of awards. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just got the Bell Award.
Mm-hmm. Golden Bell Award for the Ambassadors for the Arts and Environment. A program that we have, because we go to other schools and take our students go to an elementary school, for example, and work with, we just did one last week where they teach the students how to make handmade paper from recycled paper, and then they make art projects out of it that has seeds embedded in it, so they can make an art project, and then later if they want to, they can put it back in the earth and it grows plants.
I love it. And I have been driving through Big Sur, more than 20 years now. And I have gone through the Pacific Valley many times. I've often wondered who lives here. Now I know. It sounds like Rihanna is the principal, superintendent, cook. You also teach?
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you don't do as part of the job?
It's that with such a small staff, everybody has to do everything. For example, she mentioned Dave Allen, who does our surfing. He's our surfing coach, because we have a surf team. And he teaches science because he's a marine biologist. And he is an artist, a real artist. Hmm. And so he teaches art, and this semester he's been doing videography classes and animation classes.
Wow.
And so we kind of look for what the kids seem to have an interest in and get people there that can help them develop those interests.
And again, how many students do you have there?
18 if we count our preschoolers.
Wow. Anything surprise you about working in Big Sur?
Just that it is a challenge, each day. I guess what it is the respect and admiration for the people that choose to live there because of the sacrifices that you have to make. It's tough to not always, some of the people have to cart in water. They have to park their cars on the road and walk to their houses no matter what time of the day or night, because there's not access, not a driveway they can drive up.
That's a rugged life.
That's a rugged life.
They are true pioneers.
Yes.
They have a pioneering spirit there.
And do you get to meet many of the parents, Val?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What's your take on it? Why do they live there? Just they want to enjoy the beauty? They want to get away from people?
Some of the people that I've met have moved from cities where the gang influence was starting to rise and stuff. And so they wanted to bring their kids to a place where they were going to experience more wholesome things.
Right.
And all the people that have come, they haven't left.
Mm-hmm.
So they really like it. But it is a situation. You either love it or you don't love it. Mm-hmm. Because it's like if you forgot to pick up milk,
you've got to learn how to do it.
You're going to be without it for a few days until the next ration run goes.
So when Rihanna leaves here, she's going to go stock up.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. You know, one thing I wanted to say about the school, they have won lots of arts awards and stuff. And as you're driving up Highway 1 and you pass the Plaskett Creek Campground, the next turn is turning into the school.
Right.
And the gate there was made by the kids. It's an iron gate.
Mm-hmm. Really?
And it's an art piece. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely fabulous.
The kids made that gate?
The kids mm-hmm. made it. They had a
wow.
they had a an artisan come in. Mm-hmm.
Dave Bidwell, who's next door at the
Tree Bones,
came over one day a week, and the kids did the design. He had them do a survey of the spot where it was going to be so they could do a design that would fit into the space. And they welded it and put it together and
wow.
installed it.
I love it.
And that's an example of the community there. The people, like the parents are very involved.
Ladies, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
We'll
thank
see you.
A
big sir.
All right.
This is News Talk 920 KVEC. I'm Dave Congleton. Hometown Radio rolls on after these messages.